Welcome back to our program here on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240. Today we are speaking with from Camp Leatherneck in Afghanistan is Sergeant Travis Wilson, who joins us now from Camp Leatherneck in RCT-6. Sergeant, welcome to our program.
Hi, how are you doing?
We're doing well, and thanks for being part of our show here today. Tell us a little bit about what you do in the Marine Corps.
Right now I'm the communication platoon sergeant. I'm also a radio tech. Mm-hmm. Basically, I work on radios, any kind of communication gear out here. You pretty much have to be a jack of all trades to make sure that, you know, the smaller units are taken care of and that, you know, the Marines get what they need to stay in the fight.
Well,
I also handle, like, the administrative controls of the platoon and just making sure that they get what they need, you know, new uniforms, new boots, anything like that, making sure they're taken care of.
Yeah, I was going to say, more than just fixing radios, as a platoon sergeant, you have men and women that you are in charge of. You really do have to watch out and have their best interests at heart all the time, right?
Yes, sir. It takes a lot, making sure that they're taken care of, accounted for. Getting them where they need to go in the battle space to help support the units that we provide support to.
Well, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where did you grow up?
I'm from a small town near Mobile, Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
It's a pretty good life out in the country. I have a brother who is in the Army. Who's in the Army, and he's currently in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
I miss Alabama a lot. Roll Tide.
Yeah,
got to throw that out there.
There you go. No problem with that. Even though we are an ACC country, you know, the SEC, we respect you in football. There's no doubt about that. So let's talk a little bit about growing up there, too, in where is it, Bay Minette, as I'm reading that right?
Yes, sir, Bay Minette.
All right. Did you join the Marine Corps just out of high school, or did you go another course for a little while?
Whenever I graduated high school, I had a 2-year full-ride scholarship to the community college in my hometown. And I did my 2 years, and I couldn't really figure out what I wanted to do because I didn't really want to go into huge amounts of debt to pay for college. So I weighed my options. It was either go into debt, wind up working a dead-end job, or join the military. And I decided to join the military to better myself.
Now, you mentioned about a brother in the Army. I understand your father, though, was in the Marine Corps.
Yes, sir. He did 4 years in the Marine Corps. He got out after his 4 years and moved back home to Alabama.
Uh-huh. And so was that an influence on you choosing the Marine Corps instead of the Army or another service?
It was a little bit of an influence, just knowing about the different branches, because my brother is in the Army, and then knowing my dad was in the Marine Corps, it helped me know a little bit more about them and decide what was best for myself and best for my future and what I wanted to lean more towards. And my dad had always talked about how the Marine Corps was more disciplined and was a harder structure. And, I mean, I believe he's right. And I wanted to go to something that was going to challenge me and make me a better person. I mean, that's why I really joined the Marine Corps, was to be the best of the best.
Now, you joined there after attending college for a couple of years. Did you have your basic training or your boot camp at Parris Island?
Yes, sir. It was at Parris Island in 2008. It was a hot summer.
Yeah,
but it was good training. I enjoyed it.
I think it could be in the middle of winter. It can be a hot summer in Parris Island. I don't think there's any way around that.
Yes, sir.
I understand that you had a moment there when your mother certainly had a moment of pride while you were there.
Yes, sir. I mean, whenever I was a road guard on the moto run, the family day, it was really inspirational seeing all the families there, cheering us on for our accomplishment. And then I happened to be able to see my mom standing in the crowd, and that was just, you know, like just one of those things. Like, no matter what, I'm always going to be a mama's boy. And that's just one of those things that always gets to me whenever I see my mom like that. Just how proud she was of the accomplishments that I'd made.
Do you get a chance to stay in touch with your family and friends back home in Alabama?
Yes, sir. I try to call someone, at least someone back home, at least once a week, if possible,
mm-hmm.
Just to let them know that I'm doing fine and that I, that I still care, still thinking about them and just making sure that they're doing well.
Yeah, and it is fantastic that you can call there from Afghanistan or even Skype and see them. It's incredible.
Yeah, that's one thing that I've really enjoyed out here is I have a son who's 3 years old, and I've been able to Skype with him a lot, and that's really one of the things that I get up really early in the morning just to do because it makes the days better.
Oh, yeah, very good. And does he have an idea, does he process at 3 years old where you are or what you're doing?
I don't think he really processes where I am or what I'm doing. But, I mean, he knows that he can recognize that I'm in the military. Like, anytime he sees someone in uniform, he looks and says, Daddy, but then, once he realizes it's not me, then he gets upset. But, he realizes what I'm doing somewhat. And one day, I know that once I explain to him, why I wasn't there for 10 months or a year, that he'll understand, why I did what I did, why I joined the Marine Corps, and, just serving our country to make it better for him and the future generations.
Now, here you are as a sergeant. Do you have some other goals in the Marine Corps?
Right now, I'm waiting on my reenlistment packages to come back, and I plan to go to the recruiting field. I'm going to be trying to do that next summer and go recruiting, see where it goes from there. I kind of want to finish my college up and possibly put in either a MESAP or an ECP package.
Well, there you are again in the Marine Corps, as you said. You didn't want to before you got in. You didn't want to encounter all that debt, and now the Marine Corps will afford you an opportunity to be able to go to school again. That's a great thing about it.
Yes, sir, it is. It's one of the biggest benefits, I think, to anyone, just the job security and the schooling that you can receive. The benefits, even when you get out, are great.
Do you have an area of study that you would like to concentrate on if you were getting back in college?
Yes, sir. I've always been in love with accounting. I know that sounds weird, but I love accounting. It's a passion of mine. I had a high school teacher that just she taught two accounting classes, and I enrolled in both of them, and I loved them. It was just one of those things that once I started, I couldn't stop. I dove right in every class, every day in class I was just headstrong in the books, trying to learn more.
There's always work for somebody who's good with money and numbers. There's always a job out
yes,
there.
Yes, sir. Never stops.
Yeah, that's right, indeed. And then in the Corps, though, do you think you're talking about taking some of the other programs out there, too, so you may, in fact, end up in some area like that in the Corps and take advantage and maybe use those skills?
Yes, sir. That was originally what I had planned on doing whenever I joined the Marine Corps was the dispersing, which is our finance. And that was my original intent, but then some things happened and it got changed to what I do now.
I understand this is your first deployment. So is this going as you had expected to go pretty much, or is it every day a different day?
It's going pretty much how I expected it to go. It's a little bit easier than I thought it was going to be. The first month or two, of course, was a little bit difficult, but as you get in your daily routines, it's just become natural. I mean, the days are still long, but it just doesn't seem as long because you're used to it now. But it's been a lot easier than I expected it to be.
When you have a little bit of time off, what do you like to do?
I usually like to watch TV shows, or read a book, or catch up on my sleep is a big one.
Yeah, that seems to be a common factor with everyone. But we also like to ask every now and then, ask people, how's the food, and do you have any favorites there at Camp Leatherneck?
The food is really good for the most part. I mean, you have your occasional days where you know, all they serve is one type of cuisine, and if you don't like it, then you know that day is not so good. But there's always the fast food type foods like pizza and chicken tenders and stuff like that. It's really good. They have ribs a lot, and I'm from the South, and I love some ribs.
There you go.
So it's always a good day when they have ribs.
So have you been able to keep up with Alabama football while you've been there?
I've been able to read it on ESPN. I haven't watched any games because it's usually really early in the morning when they come on, so I haven't been able to watch too much.
Well, the time difference is quite insurmountable, I think, at times. And we appreciate you taking some time to be with us today as we talk with Sergeant Travis Wilson, live from Afghanistan, from RCT-6. And, Sergeant, we wish you the best and the Godspeed while you're there and hope that you hurry home soon.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.